It was while Job was in darkness that he had a greater revelation of who God was. Jesus said this, "Whatever I tell you in the dark, speak in the light." Well, that tells me that Jesus speaks in dark times. He will show you things. But also it says, "I'm not staying there forever. It's temporary. God is going to bring you through." Job said this, "I have heard of you by the hearing of the ear, but now my eye sees you."
Thanks for joining us today on Truth and Fact. I'm Shannon, and I want to invite you to grab a Bible as Pastor Mark looks into the Word of God.
This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. It's good to have you with us on Truth in Fact. I pray that this might be a blessing to you and speak to your heart. We're in the book of Job, and we're dealing with the fact that true Christianity shines in darkness. And even though you're going through a difficult time, maybe a trial of your faith, doesn't mean that you cannot allow the light of Jesus Christ to shine through you. Like Paul and Silas, we can still pray, we can still worship, we can still glorify the Lord. Job didn't curse God like the devil said he would do, but rather he worshiped the Lord. There are a few things we have learned about this. Number one, we know that the devil is on a leash, that God is sovereign. God's in control, not the devil. The devil can't just do anything he wants to you and I. God's in control and sovereign in our lives. Second, we know that this was a spiritual battle. That's right. It was spiritual warfare, if you will. You know, it's in these times that the devil will come with all of his might, and he tries to put doubt and fear in our minds. He tries to keep us from trusting God and from believing him, and he'll try to put every unimaginable thought in our minds. And it's the fear of the unknown. And he plays on that with a vengeance. But we know that fear is not of God. The Bible says God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of love, power, and a sound mind. That's what God can give you. God has the power to guard and protect our minds through his son, Jesus Christ. And he will set a garrison around your mind and keep you. But we must bring it to the Lord. In fact, in Philippians in chapter 4 and verse 6, it says, "Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God." And this is the result. "The peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus." Oh, praise God. That ought to encourage you. With Job, it started in the spiritual and it must end in the spiritual. The Bible says, "For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, they're not fleshly, but mighty in God, for pulling down strongholds, casting down arguments and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God." My friend, even though we walk according to the flesh, we do not war or fight or get our victory according to the flesh. This is spiritual, and Satan is at war with the saints, trying to steal, kill, and to destroy. He knows he's a limited foe, but thanks be to God that Jesus has paid the price, and our victory is in only through Jesus. Praise the Lord. God will fight our battles. When the enemy comes in like the flood, God will raise up a standard against it. He will be a wall of protection, and he will give us the grace to endure whatever trial that might lie ahead. Thirdly, Job had a greater revelation while in darkness. It's while in the darkness that God reveals things about yourself. There will be things that you will see that otherwise you would not see. Sometimes God may bring us in the darkness to reveal great spiritual truths that otherwise we would never know. Jesus said, "Whatever I tell you in the dark, speak in the light." Well, that tells me this, that Jesus speaks in dark times, but also it tells me that I'm not staying there forever. It's temporary. God's going to bring me through. It was in the fire that Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego saw Jesus. I'm just saying that it's in these times that we might experience great spiritual truths and revelation that otherwise we might never see. But it doesn't come easy. It doesn't come without a price. Most of the time, it doesn't come without walking through times of darkness. Job said this, "I have heard of you by the hearing of the ear, but now my eyes see you."
For more information, visit us online at www.truthinfact.org.